97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck coming at you live from Intrinsic Aura Studios here at University Place. Also coming at you from said studio is Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello.
Hello, that's me. I'm here to talk to you
about stuff.
Aaron Keck, are you acquainted with Lobster Mickey?
Lobster Mickey?
Lobster Mickey.
Is that like a lobster with Mickey ears?
It's close. I know radio is not a visual medium, but I'm going to need to show it to you. That is Lobster Mickey. For those curious about it, Lobster Mickey is
That is the opposite of what I expected it to be.
It is a bronze statue that is recognizably 100% Mickey Mouse.
Right.
It's as large as a person, and instead of adorable glove-clad hands, he has giant lobster claws.
Why is it in what appears to be a shoe store?
So, that's a great question, and one I would love to explain to you.
Please do.
So, you would see this, and you would think that it's some sort of, like, artist's interpretation of Lobster Mickey, that someone made this just for fun, and now it's the national emblem of Boston, or whatever. In fact, this 700-pound statue was officially commissioned by Disney.
Okay.
Isn't that insane? Now, as tightly controlled as the Disney brand is, it is wild that way back in the day, Disney officially commissioned a whole bunch of Mickey Mouse statues celebrating the 75th anniversary of the creation of Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
Now,
so this is a 2003 thing then, correct?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I've got that it sold at auction in 2005 and then we lost track of it.
Okay.
But
It's resurfaced?
Yeah.
Lobster Mickey resurfaced?
Lobster Mickey has resurfaced.
And I've been around, you guys.
So Lobster Mickey belongs in Boston. Obviously, Lobster Mickey is 100% belonging to
the city. It belongs in a
Boston.
Museum.
It does. And that's what people have been fighting for. There's a whole beautiful story about the recovering of Lobster Mickey in 2019, where he has been brought home to Boston after being gone, after being missing. Lobster Mickey has come back, all six glorious, terrifying feet of him, and he is indeed on display at the Boston Sneaker Store Concepts. That is because Dion Point, creative director for Boston Sneaker Store Concepts, has spent the last couple years obsessed with Lobster Mickey and bringing Lobster Mickey home, because Lobster Mickey belongs in a museum. He will be giving this statue back to the people. And would you like to know where Lobster Mickey was before he was returned to Boston?
Yes. I am going to have another follow-up question after that, though.
An unnamed person in New Jersey has been displaying Lobster Mickey in their lawn since 2005.
Wow.
Just a private random citizen bought Lobster Mickey, and it has been
the
world's craziest lawn ornament ever since.
Oh, you know who's real upset with that guy? Their HOA.
Especially thinking about New Jersey.
The poor schmo who goes to work for the HOA. It's like, yeah, I'm sure it's just an ordinary, like, enforcing various codes and what the heck is that?
And you can't move it. It's not plaster. It's not inflatable.
It's a
700-pound casted statue.
So if Lobster Mickey exists, and if, as you said, Disney commissioned these, plural, for its 75th anniversary, all of that implies the existence of other similarly twisted Mickeys that were also created in the early 2000s.
That is true. It does imply the existence
of other
Mickeys.
Is there an oyster Mickey, a crayfish Mickey?
So there's a peace sign Mickey. There's like a blue alien Mickey. There's more Mickeys than you can shake a stick at. There's a baseball Mickey, a professor Mickey. There's one Mickey that has a sombrero and some other weird stuff going on. None of them are as terrifying as Lobster Mickey. I am particularly partial myself to Entertainment Mickey.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He's got Max Headroom shades.
He does. So these are all lined up in Disney World to celebrate the anniversary.
Oh, okay.
And they were supposed to represent places or
right.
concepts and Lobster Mickey was supposed to represent, like, the northern coast.
Okay, gotcha. So they commissioned all of these. They set them up at Disney World, and then when the 75th anniversary was done, they sold them at auction. That all makes sense. I get that.
But why Lobster Mickey? Questions that we'll never get answers to.